Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Samantha Stofgren. She's with the Manti La Salle National Forest. They are going to do something. We didn't know if this was going to happen or not, but the conditions seem to be a little favorable. So we're going to talk about fire restrictions. And then along with all the moisture and the rain that we've had lately, we need to talk about flood warnings and what to watch out for. Samantha, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
So let's talk about it. You guys are going to lift some fire restrictions.
Yes, we are lifting all fire restrictions for the entire Manti La Salle Forest. So that means you can have your regular campfires again. You can have them in while you're dispersed camping. You can have them in the designated rings. There are going to be no restrictions.
So that does not mean that we get to go just crazy, though.
No, it's not a free-for-all. We definitely need to remember to still practice safe fire habits. It's still illegal to leave a campfire unattended. We don't want to see any late wildfire start because of someone's negligence out on the forest.
And what is the main reasoning behind the lifting of the restrictions?
Due to all the recent monsoonal rains, the moisture level present in the ground right now has made it that we can lift those restrictions. That doesn't mean that, you know, we're not still in a drought, but it just means that current exact conditions there are safer than what they were several weeks ago or at the start of the summer.
And so this is good news if you're going to go out, especially with, you know, school getting ready to start. People are trying to squeeze in those final camping trips. You can go out, have your campfires, but just be responsible, be safe, and make sure you're taking care of all those things. Now, the other thing that comes along, though, with the rains that we've had lately are floods and flooding in the canyons.
Yes. So we have noticed some decent flash floods come through the forest on both our north zone and our south zone. We've had flooding along the burn scars that have really carried a lot of logs and debris into those creeks, and that creates a really dangerous situation. So we just want to remind people to pay attention when they're out on the forest and be safe.
And let's talk for a moment about flooding in a burn scar, because, you know, that's one of the bad things about having these fires that we had in the area. There's really nothing to slow anything down, and that's what's happening now, isn't it?
Yes, that's where you're getting a lot of these logs and a lot of that debris being carried down into the creeks.
And so you may notice also that the water runs a really weird color when this happens too.
Yeah, it looks like chocolate milk running through, and the currents are definitely stronger than what they'll ever normally be. So it's really important that if you are out on the forest and a thunderstorm is rolling in, move to high ground, check your weather, make sure somebody knows where you are, and really just pay attention, because a flash flood can start higher up than where you are and work its way down to you. So you may have clear skies where you're at, but a flash flood still could occur.
So you've got to, and that is really great advice. Anytime you go camping, make sure to check your weather, make sure you're where you need to be. Is there anything else that's going on that, you know, I mean, as we said, we're starting to wrap up this summer season, but you know what? There's still places to go out and get on the Manti and have a good time, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Heading up the canyon right now, there's plenty of great camping spots for everyone to get out and enjoy. And with these lifted fire restrictions, now everyone can have their campfires, make some s'mores, and round out a great 2021 summer season.
Get out and enjoy yourself. Now, is there a website that looks at all the campgrounds in the area that you can go check out?
So if you want to reserve a campsite, you can go to recreation.gov. and look up the Manti La Salle National Forest, and that will have all of our campsites listed. It will tell you if it's a first come, first serve, or reservable site. It'll tell you what amenities are available, what the seasons are, what the camp space sizes are, if you can take camp equipment like your camp trailer or your RVs up there, all of that. You can also head to our forest website and look under the recreation tab, and we have information there as well.
All right, Samantha, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That's Samantha Stofgren with the Manti La Salle National Forest talking about some fire restrictions that are going to be changing relatively soon. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.